The Zamzos Garden Show is sponsored by Zamzos. The views, opinions, and advice offered by the show's hosts do not necessarily reflect those of KBOI or its parent company, Cumulus Media. KBOI makes no representations as to the accuracy of the information expressed and shall not be responsible or liable for any claims arising out of the use of or reliance upon any such information.
What kind of seeds are you sowing? Why is it so green where you're from? It must be Zamzos growing in your yard, garden, or barn. You've done it right, you see it. Got the help that you needed. Zamzos really makes you want to come home.
I'm coming home,
'cause nobody knows like Zamzos.
News Talk 670 KBOI. It's the Nobody Knows Like Zamzos Garden Show on News Talk 670 KBOI. To be a part of the show, call now 1-800-529-KBOI or 336-3700. It's the Nobody Knows Like Zamzos Garden Show on the Big 670 KBOI.
Good morning, everyone. It is the Zamzos Garden Show, and I am your host, Nolan Guthrie. I'm really excited and happy to have Darian Seifert from our CUNA location in studio today. Darian, thanks for braving the treacherous drive in to be here with us today.
Not a problem. Good to be back, Nolan.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. It's been a while, I think, since you were on the show. It was probably late last year that you were on last, I think.
Been a few months now.
So. Yeah. So, no, I'm really, really glad to have you in here. And I hope everybody is driving safe. I was not expecting this much snow, this late. I don't think anybody was. And so it's just kind of, it's just kind of jarring, really, to kind of like have such nice weather for such a long time and then all of a sudden get dumped on with some snow. So, hope everybody's staying safe. Take it slow. Get to where you're going. Be safe. But we're going to talk about some lawn and gardening stuff. We're going to talk about some chicken stuff as well today. So if you have any questions or anything's on your mind about the lawn or garden or anything like that, give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI. So, Darian, I've been getting a lot of questions coming through the website and online the last few weeks. Lots of people asking about chickens. When are chicks coming in? So are they in yet? Do we have chicks?
We do have chicks. We received them on, it was February 16th, I think. I know at my store I ordered aggressively this year, so I've got, or ordered 100, and I'm down to about 40 now.
Oh, wow. So they're going fast.
They are going fast.
And this was just your first order of the year?
Yep, this is the first order. We get them every 2 weeks, so the next shipment will come on March 2nd.
You know what you have coming in?
I know right now I have Barred Rocks, Sicilian Buttercups, and Americanas. Off the top of my head, I know I got Rhode Island Reds. I'm not sure about the other two varieties, though.
Sicilian Buttercup, is that what you said? That's the one I've not heard of. It seems like a few of the stores have gotten those in. What's that bird like? I have no idea. Do you know what it's like at all?
Yeah, so they lay white eggs. It's a smaller bird, so they're a pretty good-looking bird once they're fully grown. I think the big selling point is when they're chicks, they're really good-looking chicks. So people have different, reasons of buying different birds.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
When they see them at their, when they're just a week old, they kind of give into it.
they steal your heart.
Yep.
Cool. Yeah. So I think all stores have gotten chicks in by now. I think last I heard, I think like Fairview was one of the last stores to get some in, but they've got them in now. So I think, it's one of those ones you want to call ahead because it's tough. A lot of stores, when they get them in and they go out just as quickly. So if you're near a store, give them a call first, especially today where the roads are just going to be slick. If you're planning on doing something like that, call ahead, see if they've got anything in stock, and maybe call a few stores because sometimes, a lot of times, the stores have different varieties in. So if you're looking for a specific one, call a few stores, see if they've got it. And sometimes I think anymore can tell who has what sometimes, or if, there's a specific variety at a store. So they should be able to help you out with that. So as people are coming in and we're doing that, what are some of the things that, like kind of the basics. If they're just getting started with chicks, it's something they're new to. They, you know, they're just starting to get into backyard, having a backyard flock. What are some of the basics that they should be coming home with?
Yeah, so when you come into the store, you can kind of see the basic setup for what we have. Obviously, you're going to need a water and a feeder. Always have fresh water for them. We put the chick probiotics in it, the water. So if you see that it's a little yellow hint, that's what that is. Obviously, the heat lamp's very important. You can put a thermometer in just to get an idea of how hot it is in there.
Do you know what temperature they should be at?
When they're real, real young, it's about 90 to 95 degrees. And then each week you raise it to where it's about 10 degrees less.
Gotcha. Gotcha. So then what kind of food should they be starting out with? I mean, they get, you know, little baby chick, they're coming home with it. What's the first thing that they should be feeding?
So the very first thing is called the chick starter. We've got it in a 25-pound bag and a 50-pound bag. So depending on how many chicks you get, you'll feed that until they're about 6 to 8 weeks old. And then you'll transfer to the pullet developer for about 14 weeks after that. And then when they're about that six-month range or whenever you run out of that bag, you can switch them over to the lay pellets.
Yeah, and all that's going to depend on how many chicks you're getting. You know, if you're getting, you know, a dozen, you're probably going to need a little bit more to feed all of them for that amount of time. So
right, and there's a price break, you know, if, you know, get the 50-pound bag. So you'll go through it if you're going to get several chicks.
Yeah.
So even though it looks like it's a big bag, they'll go through it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So, and then, you know, we always, you know, when they come in, they always kind of make a mess of things. It's one of those things you have to have somebody constantly watching them. So what are some of the things, like just general tips, if you're just getting started, what do you want to be looking for when you've got these guys at home and just kind of general care stuff?
Yeah. So you just keep the feeders full, keep the water fresh. You've got wood pellets that we use at my store personally that we keep. It helps really absorb up the stuff. It doesn't stink too much.
I think the wood pellets are nice because it's harder for them to flick it like into the water tray. The water is always the tougher one to keep clean. It seems like they're just always throwing, getting stuff into the water.
Yeah, and the wood pellets do end up in the water quite a bit. But what we did is if you just put a piece of cardboard around or under the water, it helps keep some of that wood pellets at bay, because as soon as it gets in there, it shreds and then it becomes a mess. So.
Yeah, for sure. So make sure you got all that stuff, and we've got it all at Zamzo's right now. So if you're just getting started or if you've been, you know, raising chicks for a while, you can get everything you need right there. So how long does it take typically before they start laying? It's been a while. Like, I forget these things after not being in the store for a few years. So I tend to not remember a lot of these things.
Yeah, so you're going to switch over to the lay pellets when they're about 6 months, but it's going to be anywhere in the 6 to 8 month range before they start laying.
You start seeing any productivity out of them. Yeah. Cool. So, it's always an exciting time. A lot of people get really excited about when the baby chicks start showing up, and a lot of people just like to come and look at them.
Yeah, once they come in the store and they hear the chirping, they run right over there,
kids. It is a kind of an alluring sound to just come and see what's going on. And it's important not to pick them up too much because it can, you know, it stresses them out, but also, you know, and their immune systems are pretty weak as a little baby. So you want to try to leave them alone as much as possible. They're fun to look at, not great to hold just because of their own health.
Yeah, they're very fragile. So unless you're buying them, we really don't let people handle them just for their own sake.
But they're easy to look at. There's
very easy.
Great there to look at them and see what's there. So have you ever raised chickens?
I haven't personally.
No, neither have I.
Just had them in the store.
My wife is like deathly afraid of birds. She won't, like, I mentioned it to her once. She was like, no, because then I won't go in our backyard if there's a chicken out there.
Yeah, and just if you are interested in backyard chickens, we do have a class at every Zamzo's next Saturday at 10 o'clock. So if you're, you know, looking to get into it.
Oh, is it next Saturday already?
It's,
yeah.
March 3rd. The 3rd. Yeah, March 3rd.
Oh, that's my birthday. Is that on a Saturday? Man, I don't even pay attention to my own birthday. What is going on? So next Saturday is the chicken class at all stores.
All stores.
What time is it at?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. Very good. Okay, so if you are interested in learning about it or just want to get a refresher, make sure to come check that out. And at all stores, you'll be able to learn a little bit about chicks. And we're going to go to a break. We'll come right back here on the Zamzo's Garden Show on KBOI.
The Zamzo's Garden Show will be back right here on News Talk 670 KBOI.
Hi, this is Jim Zamzo, and at Zamzo's, we've been helping folks grow their own food for 85 years. And if you want to eat healthier in 2018, know where your food is coming from and what it's grown with, then growing a garden is for you. We're welcoming back our local line of garden seeds, and our great selection of Livingston seeds have arrived. So there's no need to wait for seeds from a catalog when Zamzo's has what you need right here, right now. If you're starting seeds indoors, we have everything you need, including seed starting trays and the special soilless seed starting mix you need to avoid dampening off. Of course, timing is everything, so please talk to our in-store experts to make sure the plants you're starting indoors will be ready to put in your garden at the proper time. Remember, we've been doing this for 85 years, and our help and advice is free. So come see us, because since 1933, when it comes to helping the Treasure Valley grow better,
nobody knows like Zamzo's.
I've been searching for a unique story or illustration that might help you see God for who He is and see yourself from His eyes. I thought about using a banana. That could be appealing. Or baking bread. I was worried that that wouldn't rise to the occasion. Or perhaps using an apple. But I'm afraid it couldn't get to the core truths. And I thought, how about peanuts? Maybe too nutty. And besides, who wants to talk about preacher's salary anyway? I thought about water. Probably too deep for most. Then it hit me. I'll tell you about the cross. Romans chapter 5, verse 8 says, God clearly demonstrates His love for us and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. At the cross and the resurrection, God shows how valuable you are to Him and how committed He is to you. I'm Kevin Skidmore. This is a Cross-Eyed Minute Uplift brought to you by the Boise Church of Christ. You can find more about us at boisechurch.org. That's boisechurch.org, Boise Church of Christ, where church is family, a place to start over.
There's a special kind of love.
Feed your passion for hunting, fishing, and Idaho's great outdoors
at the Idaho Sportsman Show, presented by Les Schwab Tire.
March 1st through the 4th at Expo Idaho. This show has it all. Guides, outfitters from around the Northwest, plenty of cool gear, all sorts of toys, and more. There are activities for the kids, like the live trout pond. Seminars all weekend, presented by your Treasure Valley Ford stores,
including the State Elk Culling Contest.
Got some horns you're proud of? Rifle or bow, let's get them scored. And you might win a Sportsman's Warehouse gift card. And bring in your best back county find to enter the Sheds competition. All three Expo buildings are packed.
Packed.
For four big days. March 1st through the 4th at Expo Idaho.
Check out all the action at IdahoSportsmanShow.com.
That's IdahoSportsmanShow.com. So if you love to hunt, if you love to fish, if you love the great outdoors,
you'll love the Idaho Sportsman Show.
Presented by Les Schwab Tires. Get there.
Another quality event by Spectra.
The haircut experience at Lady Jane's in Meridian, it's like nothing you've ever experienced before. We treat you like a king as we sculpt your hair to absolute perfection for just $12. Plus, our hot lather neck shave makes you feel like a captain of industry. Get a shampoo and scalp massage and then top it all off with a hot towel and you'll feel like a man of men. The Czar of Zest, a mighty symbol of all that is clean and pure and righteous. Sorry, I got a little carried away. But for the single greatest haircut experience on earth, head to Lady Jane's in Meridian on Corner Eagle Road in Eustick next to Five Guys. Lady Jane's in Meridian, it's wicked awesome.
Nobody beats a Dennis Dillon GMC deal. With new 2018 Terrains, now an incredible zero down, $169 a month. Or new all-wheel drive Acadias, now zero down, only $239 a month. Plus, take up to $15,000 off MSRP on a wide selection of new Sierra trucks. It's all going on now for a limited time at Dennis Dillon GMC, where Orchard Street and the freeway meet, exit 52 Boise. All prices after all rebates and incentives, plus tax, title, and dealer dock fee at $299. 24-month Terrain lease, 36-month Acadia lease, both with zero down OAC.
Pick up sales and management tips on the Sandler Training Hour, Saturday at 10 a.m. on 670 KBOI.
Talking with you for over 15 years, Paul, Jay, and Chris, weekday mornings on 670 KBOI.
All right, we are back for part two of the Zamzo's Garden Show. I'm your host, Nolan Guthrie, and with me today is Darian from our CUNA location. So, Darian, thanks a lot for being in here with us today, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Yeah, so, hey, if you want to be a part of the show, give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI. We're going to start talking about some lawn and garden stuff because with this, the weather we've had this week, I would imagine there's a handful of questions that you might have. So go ahead and give us a call if you've got anything you want to have, you know, you're just worried about or you're concerned about. We're going to cover a few things, but we always want to make sure we talk about the things that's on your mind. So go ahead and give us a call whenever you get a second. Darian, I wanted to talk a little bit. You know, the weather is just kind of crazy, right? And it's kind of high. I was not expecting it to get this cold or, you know, to get snow. I mean, I know it was in the forecast for a few days. I noticed it was raining or it snowed in Portland. And if it's snowing in Portland, there's a good chance it's going to make it here a lot of times. So, you know, it's something that I probably should have been more aware of. But
it's the thing about Idaho.
I know, right?
You never know.
Yeah, you never know what's going to end up coming over. So we've gotten a pretty fair amount of snow today. We had snow earlier in the week. I'm trying to remember what day that was. That Monday or Tuesday?
I believe it was Tuesday.
Yeah. So, and, you know, in parts of my house, it hadn't even melted all yet. So, and it's just piling back on. And hopefully, you know, it's not going to stick around for too long. I think it's supposed to warm up again tomorrow. So,
tomorrow with some rain, so it should take some of it with it.
Yeah. So, that'd be nice. But, you know, the thing that has been, because the weather's been so good for the weeks leading up to this, a lot of people were asking, you know, should I start fertilizing? Should I do this? When do I do this? And that's, you know, it's a common question. I think a lot of people, you know, especially when it's warm and we've not been doing much in the yard, you want to know, like, can I get out there and do this stuff? So I wanted to kind of just touch on some of the things. I really like to wait. Even when it's nice, I still prefer to wait for really anything. One, because I'm kind of lazy, so I put things off as long as possible. I've been very vocal about my laziness on the show. But, you know, with the weather the way it's been, you know, and because everybody's been asking, you know, it's been kind of confusing to really know what exactly to do. So what have you guys been recommending out at CUNA?
Well, we, you know, had those 3 or 4 days where it was 60 degrees and everybody was getting spring fever and wanting to put stuff down. Yeah. And the thing with us is we've got great products, but we want them to work the best for you. So when, you know, if you're patient, it's better because, it's not going to work so well when it's cooler. So, and when we've got, you know, under 32 degrees at night, you know, consistently right. The last couple of weeks, it's just, you know, the products aren't going to work the way that we intend them to work. So
yeah.
if just wait a little bit, and then, you know, the time will come soon enough.
Yeah. There's an interesting timing situation in where, so I always try to think of temperature in two different aspects, right? So you've got like the ambient air temperature, what it feels like when you're walking around outside. And then there's also a ground temperature. And ground temperatures typically take longer to warm up and get closer to what it is outside. And that's an important thing to remember is it's, you know, we go for a few days where it's 60 degrees, the ground temperature is still pretty cool. It's still sitting around 40 degrees. And it's not until we've got a prolonged, consistent warm temperature that those ground temperatures start to warm up. And it's not until those ground temperatures really start to get up into like the 45s, 50s, even mid 50s that they start to do anything. And so, and it's the same with like weeds, you know, a lot of people get concerned about weeds and you get some warm temperatures and you want to start doing stuff, but the ground temperature is not warming up. So things aren't really getting going and we can really wait for a lot longer than we think to do stuff out in the lawn. And like you said, if you put it on then too early, you're not going to see a whole lot happen. And so what happens a lot of times in people's minds is, you know, you do something and you don't see it do anything. And so we think it doesn't work. Well, really, right. it's just too early. It's not, they're not meant to work at such cool temperatures. So, you know, a lot of things, the other thing I'm concerned about is water. You know, it's super early, and most people don't have access to water. Like in Nampa, most people are on pressurized irrigation, where, I mean, it's dependent on the canals being full. So I can't even water anything in. What's it like out in CUNA? Do they have the same sort of deal?
Yeah, it's the same sort of deal. You know, I think it's about the second week of April is when they usually start to turn all the irrigation on. So.
Yeah.
That's a ways away if you think about it.
Right.
So.
Yeah. It's always one of those things like it feels like it's really close, but it is still a number of weeks away and it'll be here before we know it. Hey, if you want to give us a call, if you have any questions, give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI. We've got wide open phone lines, so we'll get your questions right in. But yeah, watering is a something we kind of need to have to really get a lot of those things activated. Like if you want to use like a crabgrass preventer or a grub preventer, you've got to water those things in. And if we don't have consistent water, you know, it's not going to do much until you get water. So it's really best to just kind of take a step back, hold on to it, wait for a little bit. There's no problem with having it ready, you know, as soon as you get it down there and, you know, you have it, you can start applying. But I'm still really, you know, earlier on this month, I was thinking we might be pushing up some of those dates, you know, when to get started closer to the first part of March, which is really just a, you know, a week away. But I'm, you know, with this temperature coming on now, I'm thinking we're probably going to want to be more like kind of when we would normally start recommending to apply. So it's just crazy to, you know, see how it changes from week to week. And we just, you know, it's tough to really know for sure.
Yeah, and the first you're going to fertilize before the irrigation goes on most likely. So you know, the best thing to do is either time it up with rain or just stick a sprinkler on the end of the hose and move it, you know, periodically every 25 minutes to get it watered in.
Yeah, and that's really the thing. I mean, you know, if you don't get water on it right away, it's going to be okay for a day or two, but you really don't want it to be sitting out there for more than a couple days at most. I mean, plus, you know, it's out there, right? You got all, you know, fertilizer and stuff. You don't want to be walking through it, and even though it's, you know, naturally based, it's still not so fun to walk through.
Yeah, and like you said, the preventers, the crabgrass preventer and the grub control, they're not going to start working until they're watered in. So.
Yeah. Yeah, and the thing I kept pointing out too, you know, applying something like your crabgrass or your grub preventer too early means you've got to push all of your applications up to make sure you've got coverage throughout the entire season, because that's going to really start throwing things off. You put the crabgrass preventer down 2 weeks early. If you have had problems with goosegrass or spurge or some of those other later weeds that'll show up that stuff works on, you're going to have to bump that next application up again to make sure you've got coverage through the entire season. Same with grub preventers. You move it up 2 weeks, that actually puts the window high enough up that you may need to do a third application at the end of the year to make sure that those grubs don't get a hold in the lawn or even chinch bugs. So you really want to, you know, it's one of those things that you could definitely do it. It changes the game up a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And with the grub control, I mean, that one you can definitely wait on. The bugs don't usually start coming until we really start to get some consistent heat. Now the weed preventer, there's a little bit more justification for that because, you know, it doesn't take much for the weeds start to popping up.
Right.
So.
Right. Yeah, for sure. So keep an eye on those things as we get closer here to March. You have those things ready. As soon as it does warm up and we stay consistent and we're looking at, you know, the 10-day forecast is showing sunny days, that's when you want to start getting that on there. But have a plan, have something ready to make sure you can get water on them, because that's going to be an important part. And if we go without rain, you're going to have to do something to really make sure you get that on there. So, one of the other things a lot of people will start asking, you know, they always start asking really early is grass seed. When should I put grass seed down? And even with this, it's the same story. I don't usually recommend putting grass seed down closer till like the end of March, first part of April. What do you usually recommend?
Well, it's like you were saying earlier, it's all about the ground temperature. So once you're getting into the 55, 60, give or take 5 degrees, then it's time to start doing the grass seed. So like you said, end of March, beginning of April, and that's going to just be the best results for you to get it terminated and get it, you know, ready to go before the spring and summer really hit.
Yeah, so it's just kind of a waiting game, and it's kind of tough to keep going through it. And, you know, it was so nice. We get excited, and then, it's snowing again. Okay. So we're going to take a quick break. If you have any questions, go ahead and give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOY, and we'll get you on the other side of the break.
The Zamzos Garden Show will be back right here on News Talk 670 KBOI.
Hi, this is Jim Zamzel. And if you're new to the Treasure Valley, you may have driven past one of our 11 stores and wondered, what is Zamzel's? Well, the name Zamzel is German in origin and is pronounced with a long O, just like our slogan, Nobody Knows Like Zamzel's. During the Great Depression, my grandparents started a small feed mill at the corner of Fairview and Liberty in Boise. What's even more amazing is that we're still owned by the same family and still offer many of the same products we originally sold, like high-quality feed for backyard chickens and wild birds, animal health supplies, plants and garden seed, fertilizers, and much more. We've also developed a line of natural-based products for lawns and gardens. Today, there are 11 stores, 3 in Boise, 3 in Meridian, 2 in Nampa, and stores in Eagle, Middleton, and Cuna. If you've never tried Zamzel's, I'd like to personally invite you in to visit any of our 11 stores and experience for yourself what real service and real products are all about. Thank you.
Nate Chelman here for AAMCO. 3 locations here in the Treasure Valley. 2 in Boise, on Fairview, next to Winco, and on State Street near Veterans Memorial Parkway, and in Nampa, 12th Avenue near Amity, where the initial check is always free. Mark Munson, owner of AAMCO. We say that all the time. What is the initial check?
And so here's what the initial check has evolved into. It's a road test. It's a checking of fluid levels. It's a checking for leaks. And it's a scan to look for codes to give us a clue on where we need to go from there. So that's basically what we do now.
The Munson family has been fixing and servicing vehicles here in the Treasure Valley since 1968. So if it's the big stuff like transmissions or the little stuff, AAMCO can take care of it. They can diagnose and fix just about any problem with your vehicle. That's total car care, not just the transmission. Take your car where not only I take mine, but where KBOI takes their van. AAMCO. That's AAMCO. AAMCO. Transmissions, and a whole lot more.
Hello, Manly Man here for Impact Guns. Why do I love being a manly man? Because I love a steaming hot cup of coffee on an ice-cold morning and an ice-cold drink on a steaming hot afternoon. I love the smell of oil and gasoline. I love to watch sporting events, particularly fisticuffs. But I really, really love to shoot. Thankfully, there's Impact Guns. When I'm in the mood to fire a chunk of lead at high velocity into a target with pinpoint accuracy, I do it at Impact Guns. Their indoor range is comfortable, ventilated, and heated for year-round shooting. Rent a gun and try it out on the range before you make the decision to buy. The staff has the expertise to help you find the right fit for your style of shooting. You can spend hours looking through firearms, ammo, and accessories. This manly man loves Impact Guns and puppy breath. But you don't have to be a manly man. Everyone is welcome at Impact Guns, 11655 West Executive between Cloverdale and 5 Mile in Boise. Your rights, your choices, your guns, Impact Guns.
RMT Equipment in Boise and Hammett, your local New Holland dealer, is proud to offer a full line of New Holland Boomer and New Holland Workmaster compact utility tractors for the worksite or farm. From 25 to 60 horsepower and all with Boomer Guard 6-year warranty, you're assured to find just the right tractor to meet your needs. RMT Equipment Boise and Hammett, your full line agriculture and construction New Holland dealer. Stop by today.
Experience huge preseason savings during the inventory blowout sale at Brett's RV and Marine in Boise and Nampa. Everything has been marked down for immediate clearance through February. Kick off camping season with a new Integra Odyssey 26D, just $499 down and $499 a month. Or a 2018 Dutchman 1900 RBWE for only $97 per month. Shop the inventory blowout sale this February at Brett's RV and Marine before time runs out. Brett's RV and Marine in Boise and Nampa. Camping well done.
Restrictions may apply. See dealer for details.
Live from the Next Title Studio, this is News Talk 670 KBOI.
All right, we are back for part 3 of the Zamzo's Garden Show. I am your host, Nolan Guthrie, and with me today is Darian Seifert from our CUNA location. And we were just talking in the break, Lamar, who's been on the show, is back out at CUNA now. So I'm happy for him. He's getting weekends off and being the scan guy out there, so
yep, it's a second week back this last week, and it's been a great transition. I'm glad to have him back.
Yeah, no, I really like Lamar. He's a smart dude, so glad he's getting to be back out there. So let's see, we've been talking about some chickens and some lawn stuff, and how do we manage all this weather stuff? So if you've got questions about the lawn or the garden, or maybe you're just sitting at home, staying warm, If you're out driving, be safe. But if you have any questions, give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI. We'd love to hear from you and answer any of those questions that you might have. So before the last break, we were talking about lawn stuff, and I wanted to cover real quickly some, you know, we talked about weed preventers, but what about spraying weeds? You know, if you want, you got weeds in the lawn or you got weeds out around the edges, you know, so what's the timing for that kind of stuff like?
Yeah, so you definitely want to wait for it to get a little bit warmer. When it gets cooler and you're spraying the weeds, it delays the process and sometimes it just won't work. Now, we do have our product Ultra to where you can spray as low as 45 degrees. But it does work better if it's a little bit more, a little bit higher temperatures than that.
Yeah.
And then you get your cleanup, you know, your Roundup, our version of Roundup, and you want to wait until at least probably about 70 degrees for that one. And that one's going to take a while.
Yeah.
Irrelevant.
It's just not going to do much until it's warm or really anything. And so, yeah, you really want to put, you know, put those things on hold. There's going to be plenty of times to do that. The other thing you want to really watch with that too is, you need to make sure you've got about 24 hours of dry after application. So when you spray, they need to be dry for a while. I know Ultra's a little faster, but I still prefer to like give it at least a day where it's not going to be wet because that stuff can wash off pretty easily, and that reduces its effectiveness. So
yeah, you want to at least give it 24 hours for best results, especially when it's the cooler temperatures.
Yeah, for sure. Make sure you get everything on there. So you can still definitely do it. Probably not today. I wouldn't do it today. but if it, you know, warms up, you know, you can start thinking about those things and have the stuff ready. So, you know, as soon as it's warmed up, you can get out there and get started. So let's talk a little. Let's kind of transition into some tree talk a little bit. I wanted to just kind of bring some of those things up. There's a lot of people, you know, especially if you've got fruit trees, have been asking, you know, when should I start spraying for bugs? When should I do my dormant oil? When should I do, you know, something for like leaf curl or some of the diseases? And, you know, I think I like to defer to Gary Yandel out at the Middleton store for those because he's, you know, really up on that stuff. He's got his own little orchard that he does. He calls it small, but it is not small by any means. I don't know what he's thinking. So, but, you know, I think he was saying, you know, he was applying stuff a few weeks ago. Right now, you know, you're not going to want to apply stuff. When we're thinking of like the dormant oils, the copper you would use for a lot of your diseases and funguses and stuff, you're definitely going to want to wait on that stuff now. And we're going to want to wait till we see the temperatures start to swing back up towards the 40s and 50s before you start to apply that stuff. And again, you want to wait till it's dry. We're going to have a dry period there before you do it as well. So you can certainly kind of throw some things off. You guys getting many people out there asking about when to apply that stuff in CUNA?
Yeah, and we've had quite a few people in buying their dormant oil when we had that little, you know, 2-3 days of when it was decent weather. So if you did apply it, then that's totally fine. February is usually a good time for the dormant oil. But using, like, our fruit tree sprays and stuff, you want to wait a little bit, like you said, and for the temperatures to get a little bit warmer.
Yeah, for sure. So the other thing a lot of people are wondering about is feeding the trees, too. When's a good time to start doing that? And, you know, this is a ZAMZO show, so we're always going to mention Thrive. Thrive is a great fertilizer, and we, you know, stand behind that firmly. But, you know, putting Thrive out right now. Any problem with that?
Nice thing about Thrive is if you go and apply it now, even though it might be a little early, is it sticks to the soil. So once the trees, you know, are starting to, you know, come out, you know, bud out and stuff, it's going to take it from the soil when it needs it. So you can apply Thrive. Again, it's one of those things I would wait. But if you did it already, or if you're planning on doing it soon, that's no biggie because it does stick to the soil.
Yeah, for sure. So Thrive is one of those things you can't really. There's no really wrong time to apply Thrive, so you can always get that down there. And as I was driving in, I was kind of paying attention to a lot of the trees, and I was looking to see if they're starting to bud out. And there were a few I noticed had some swelling buds, but not a lot of them. I think a lot of them, you know, they're kind of holding back a little bit, it seems like, which is good. We don't want them to get too crazy. So we do have a call, so let's go ahead and talk to Mike in CUNA. Mike, how's it going? How can we help you today?
I was going to ask you about trimming my fruit trees.
Yeah, sure.
Is it too early?
Yeah, you know, at this point, you're going to be a little too early because you want to, you know, if have they started to bud up?
Yep.
They have, yeah. So you're going to want to wait, because if you prune them now, really what you're doing is taking away the energy it's already put out into the tree. So you really want to wait until they have really started to push and started to grow, and you want to wait till it's kind of done with its spring flurry of growth, and that's when you're going to do your first pruning on those guys.
Well, can an apricot tree and trim down pretty good?
Once it's pushed, yeah, you can, for sure. Once it's kind of done all its spring growth. Because you want to know where, you know, it's going to flower and produce fruit. Because if you go and cut it too early and that's where it was going to produce fruit, then you've just taken all your fruit off for the year.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for the call, Mike. Yeah, that's always one, you know, when to start pruning stuff is a real question you want to, and it really depends on where the tree's at. If it hasn't pushed yet, you know, you're okay to do some pruning, but you don't want to do too much pruning because, you know, again, it's going to start pushing energy pushing water and everything out to those limbs. And if you go cut it off, you know, you've kind of wasted its time.
Yeah, and there's two different types of buds with the fruit trees. Obviously, there's the flowers and then the buds that are going to turn
right into
the leaves. So make sure you know the difference, because like you said, if you're going to go out and, you know, chop a bunch of it off, you don't want to do it where all those flowering buds are. So just keep an eye on it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. And even like I know grapes are one everybody wants to know when to prune grapes. That's another one. You can push that one back. We've still got plenty of time. Grapes tend to come on quite a bit later, so you can actually wait on those guys as well. So, hey, if you have any other questions or you got anything is on your mind about the lawn or the garden or chickens or whatever it might be, give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI. We'd love to talk to you and answer any questions you might have. So so let's see, talking about trees again, anything else? I mean, I'm trying to think of what else. You know, your dormant oils can go down soon once it starts warming up a little bit again. You can get your copper down if you've had issues with those things. Thrive is one of those things you can always kind of do. And then, yeah, and pruning. Pruning is the other thing that you're just going to want to spend some time considering. Just take a look at the trees. Kind of go out there and assess what they look like, how they're going. How old the tree is another thing. If it's a newer tree, I tend to like to leave those alone. Like I planted fruit trees last year in the backyard. And, you know, those are things I wouldn't even think about pruning those right now.
Yeah, you want them to get a little established before you start pruning them.
Yeah, you know, I like to, give it some time, because then you kind of get to see what its tendencies are, what it's going to do. And you can push that pruning back as long as you're never doing too much at a time. You know, you can go in there and do a little bit of pruning here and there, and you'll be just in good shape. So no problems waiting, and it seems like that's kind of the theme of our show today. Just wait.
Yeah.
And which is my philosophy in life. I just wait. wait till
patience.
Excuse me. Yeah, wait till the very last second.
Yeah.
That way I don't have to work harder than I want to. So all right. So let's see. I think we're pretty close. Can we go ahead and go to a break there, Tara? Thanks. We'll come right back for part four of the Zamzos Garden Show. If you want to give us a call, we got one more segment, so give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOY.
The Zamzos Garden Show will be back right here on News Talk 670 KBOI.
Hi, this is Jim Zamzel, and hard to believe it's already the third week of February. And if you want 2018 to be the year you move up to worry-free lawn care, sign up now for Zamzel's 5-Step Lawn Program. You get everything you need for 2018, including two applications in the spring, an application of Zamzel's Humigreen this summer, and both a late summer feeding and a final fall feeding when you put your lawn to bed. Programs start at just $99.99 for a 2,500-square-foot lawn. We store your fertilizer for you, send you an email when it's time to apply each step, and even loan you a spreader to apply it with for free. But most importantly, Zamzos believes in treating your grass and soil as one ecosystem, and that a healthy soil is the key to healthy humans, pets, and our environment. So if this sounds good to you, sign up now for Zamzos Lawn Care Program. Because since 1933, when it comes to lawn care the safe and natural way,
nobody knows like Zamzos.
Parents, when you find out your kid has a birthday party to go to and your kid says, "We're just going to sit there and watch Timmy open his presents and that's about it," the fun factor just isn't there. Unless the birthday party's at Urban Air Adventure Park in Meridian. We're talking 50,000 square feet of crazy adventure excitement. The kind of excitement only Urban Air Adventure Park can provide.
Laser tag,
mini golf,
climbing walls,
slides and mazes, the Sky Rider,
a 200-foot zip line,
a ninja course, and large trampoline park area. Plus concession stand inside that caters all the birthday parties with pizzas and drinks. For you parents, there's an adult lounge to relax while your kid enjoys tons of fun. Make Urban Air Adventure Park your birthday party headquarters.
Your kids will love you for it.
At Eagle and Franklin behind RC Willie.
More info at UrbanAirMeridian.com.
Get your sweet deal from Urban Air Adventure Park this Friday at KBOI.com. A $76 value for $38. Look for the sweet deals link at KBOI.com.
Feed your passion for hunting, fishing, and Idaho's great outdoors
at the Idaho Sportsman Show.
Idaho Sportsman Show.
Presented by Les Schwab Tires, March 1st through the 4th at Expo Idaho. Let's face it, the outdoors are more fun with toys. And the Sportsman Show has plenty. Pickup campers, pop-up campers, ATVs, UTVs, jet boats, fishing boats, and pontoons. Tent trailers, cargo trailers, toy haulers, rafts, canoes, kayaks. But that's not all. All three Expo buildings are packed with guides, outfitters, plenty of gear, activities for the kids, seminars all weekend, presented by your Treasure Valley Ford store. And there's three bighorn competitions, rifle, bow, and sheds.
Check out all the action at IdahoSportsmanShow.com.
That's IdahoSportsmanShow.com. So if you love to hunt, if you love to fish, if you love the great outdoors,
you'll love the Idaho Sportsman Show.
Presented by Les Schwab Tires. Get there.
Another quality event by Spectra.
Thinking about upgrading your business phone system? Let Datatel do a free analysis to save you money. Give your employees new technology to get things done from home, a satellite office, or collaborate with someone in another country. Your Datatel Communications is an exclusive and premier Mitel telephone solutions dealer. And Mitel has recently acquired Toshiba and ShoreTel phone companies. So now, more than ever, Datatel is your one-stop shop for all things related to communications.
Call on Datatel.
Are you ready to be a kid? It's the 20th anniversary of the Kids' Fair. Come jump around like crazy in one of the bounce houses. Get your face painted like your favorite animal or superhero. Feeling brave? You can touch a boa constrictor, hold a baby lizard, and feel a grumpy old turtle. Vendors, games, you can even catch a magic show, taekwondo performance, or clown act. February 24th at Expo Idaho, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. $5 for adults, $4 for kids, and children 2 and under are free. Visit KidsFairBoise.com. Presented by Toyota. Let's go places.
We are the home for the best in national talk.
Rush, Savage, and Levin
on 670 KBOI.
All right, we are back for part four of the Zamzos Garden Show. I'm your host, Nolan Guthrie, and with me today has been Darian Seifert from our CUNA location. Darian, thank you so much for being out here with me today, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Enjoyed having to get to catch up with you a little bit and talk shop some. So we've got a phone call from Ben in Boise, and we're going to get to that here in just a second. I want to make sure I get the phone number out one more time. If you have any questions, give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI. We'll get you right in and answer any of those questions you might have. But right now we're going to go to Ben in Boise. Ben, how is it going? How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Margaret Lauterbach, the garden columnist in the Statesman, frequently reminds us that the soil here in the Treasure Valley is alkaline. My question is, if one puts coffee grounds on your planting beds, is that going to be a positive or a negative improvement for the soil?
So there's a couple of things. There are a lot of areas that are very alkaline out where you're at, Darian, in CUNA.
I'm on the West Bench near Capitol High School.
Sure, sure. Yeah, so, CUNA is usually very high.
We are really high in CUNA.
And now the other thing to remember is that if you're closer to like the Eagle area or State Street locations, those are actually going to be fairly neutral pHs. So in your area, the thing I would really recommend before you ever start messing around with pH is to come in and grab a test kit. They're real cheap. They only cost a couple bucks. And give your soil a test first. because you don't want to go into something like that blind. You want to know where you're at. So if you're a little bit on the alkaline side or you're a lot of bit on the alkaline side, you're going to need to do a little bit more or less to change that. And if you're closer to neutral, you won't have to do hardly anything if you're going to do anything. Now, coffee grounds will tend to be on the acidic side typically. So that would be, typically if you have an alkaline, you want to use an acid to bring it closer to neutral or on the acid side. Now, the thing with coffee grounds is that if they will have some acidity, they're not going to have a whole lot though. So it's not going to be a real big impact on the garden overall. If you're, it's not that much you're going to have to really do it. To really make a difference, you want to use something like a sulfur that's fast acting and it's going to do some stuff right away. What I typically like to recommend with coffee grounds is to add them to your compost pile first, because then when you use your compost, it's going to be kind of mixing in with that. And that way your compost is going to come out as something a little more neutral or, slightly acidic, depends on what else is going in there. But it's certainly something you can use. I wouldn't suspect that it's going to have a huge impact on your pH as a whole.
You can
certainly apply it, but remember it's still an organic material and it needs to break down. So that's why I like to put it in the compost pile, because it breaks down faster and then you use your compost with your plants.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, very well.
All right. Thank you kindly. Yeah. Thanks for the call. It's a great one. A lot of people mention that with, like pine needles and stuff, they want to use pine needles or, stuff like that. They've got a pine tree and they're always concerned that, it's going to be too acid. And I, even if you suspect, if it's an area you're pretty sure is going to be acidic, if you've not done a test to see, you're just walking into that blind. You don't actually know what it is until you test it. And it's just a good, cheap little way to get started.
Yeah, and we've got several different options that you can use, but it is a good time to do that, just to see where you're at on the pH. And then if you do, are on the alkaline side, that is something you could put down, now. So going into the spring, sulfur makes everything work better.
Yeah,
as far as our fertilizers go. So that would be one thing that you could look into right now.
Yeah, it's a really interesting thing. I studied a lot of this when I was in school and, kind of optimum pHs and where things should be. And it's really fascinating when you really get into that chemistry. Is the closer you are to pH or neutral pH, a lot of things are pretty even. But you actually, if you go just a little bit below neutral, so you're slightly acidic, that's actually where you have the most nutrient availability in the soil. So it can be tough to do in Idaho in a lot of places. Like I said, if you're closer to the river, a lot of times, like when I was at the Eagle store or the State Street store, a lot of those customers were close, like almost seven, like exactly neutral. And that's just because the soil type's different. Out where you're at in Cuna, you've got a lot more clay, you got a lot more of that cleachy kind of junk that's in the soil. And I'm sure you've done plenty of tests out there and seen some pretty high pHs.
Yeah, I've had people bring in several samples and it turns that real dark green on that in those samples. So and one good thing, or one thing to look at too is, chlorosis is a really bad problem.
Yeah.
And what that is an iron deficiency. Now, we have plenty of iron in the soil, but when it's alkaline, it's not available for the trees to use. So getting that pH fixed early is really beneficial, because once those leaves are yellow, unless you're going to use a liquid iron, then you're probably not going to see green this year.
Yeah, that's a great point, actually. Yeah, something to really pay attention to, and we don't ever talk about it enough beforehand, so I'm really glad you brought that up. But if you've had trees, like particularly maples, London plane trees, any of your platanus, what are those? I can't even think of the name. I have the scientific name in my head, but I can't remember the other name. But those trees are very very tendent towards chlorosis, and it's just because our soil is not quite what they prefer, and so they need more. It's not that they need more iron. It's just that they can't get the iron that they need. So getting the pH down now or starting to work on it now will really help improve, because you can't really fix an iron deficiency in season. You got to start beforehand. So it's a great reminder, and I'm actually really glad you brought that up, because it's one thing I constantly forget about. I think we all forget about that. So yeah, if you if you've been dealing with that even for a number of years, start thinking about getting something down now. Magic Mineral is a great one for that. Some sulfur, gypsum even, any of those kinds of things. Humigreen, extra application of humigreen early on will help to start get that stuff in the soil so it's ready for the trees this spring as they really start to wake up. So you'll be in much better shape if you start doing that now. So that's a really good one, and I think any of those things that I listed, any of those can go on right now. I mean, like, again, not probably today, but you know, if tomorrow it's warming up some, or, you know, the grass is clearing up a little bit, you can definitely put those applications down right away. And the lawn will appreciate it, because, you know, those are all things that the lawn likes. But yeah, if you've got those specific trees, the sycamores, ha, I remembered sycamores, it. Yep, sycamores, that's the one. See, I knew I'd figure it out. That's another one, very very tends towards a chlorosis problem. So really good reminder there. I'm really glad that was brought up. And I'll have to talk about that a little bit more, because now is a really great time to start thinking about that and getting those applications down so you can prevent that chlorosis. Because that's one of the most probably one of the most frustrating things. If you've got
trees.
You
can even see it when you're driving down the road and you see the whole strip of, you know, yellow leaves. It's the same issue.
Yeah.
It's the best thing you can do is just get started early.
Yeah. It's a very, very common problem around here. So it's definitely something to think about. If you've got any of those maples, and I mean, really any tree can have issues. I've seen oaks with that problem. Like I mentioned, remember the sycamores are another one. So we are just getting close to being about out of time. So I want to throw out real quick, and just a reminder, next week is the chicken class.
Chicken class at 10 o'clock.
At all stores. So keep an eye out for that. And come in if you're just getting started with chickens or you're looking for a refresher. We'll be talking about a lot of stuff. We should have some new baby chicks in to take a look at. So you'll be able to at least look at the cute little chicks, right?
Yep.
So
at the very least.
At the very least. If you don't learn anything, you'll at least get that. But no, the classes are always good. Free class. Come on in. Check it out. Darian, thank you again for coming out. I really appreciate you spending your time and braving the weather. Stay safe out there, everybody. Drive slow. We'll talk to you next week.